This is Karen Young, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The music you just heard was Little Flower Drum, performed on the Erhu by Peter Buck. Peter Buck immigrated to Canada in 1988, working as a social worker. By the year 2000, he began working full-time as a music teacher and musician. Before the lockdown, he taught Cantonese opera in Erhu and participated in Chinese orchestras. Since most of his work relies on in-person activities, he's made a digital shift during lockdown.
My name is Peter Buck. I came from Hong Kong in the year 1988 as a professional social worker coming to Toronto to continue my career in a community center in downtown Toronto. And I've been working as an employment and training director up till the year 2000. And thereafter, I changed my career, becoming a full-time musician, teaching Erhu. We call it a Chinese violin, a two-string fiddle, and also performing in concert, and also a musician working in the Cantonese opera group. So after 2000, I can say that I become a full-time musician. I already changed my career from a full-time social worker to a full-time musician. So up to now. So basically, I have around 13 to 15 students learning Erhu from me.
Here is another clip of Peter Buck playing Little Flower Drum on the Erhu.
And 2 years ago, I also started teaching Cantonese opera singing for some retired adults in downtown Toronto in a community center.
Bach shares a clip from one of his Cantonese opera singing lessons. The song they are practicing is called My Country in My Dream.
Hopefully that they can enjoy the life, enjoy their time singing, and also learning some basic Cantonese opera technique, singing technique and theories. These are most of my activities in the past, I think, 15 to 20 years in Toronto, playing music, teaching music, and part of the music. I become part of the music.
Bach shares the demographic of his students and how his Cantonese opera lessons operated before lockdown.
I can say that two types of students. One, those learning Chinese music or Chinese violin, we call it Erhu from me. And the ages is from the youngest, as I remember, from eight years old. And the eldest is, I think, 80. So the age group of the students varies depending on the time, and most of them are retired adults. So But for the Cannons Opera singing group, most of them are retired adults. Usually they can speak Cantonese so that they can read the Chinese words in the Cantonese opera song. So I teach them how to sing and I give them some basic theory in singing and also the format of how to sing Cantonese opera. So the singing group, we start once a week. I have students around 6 to 10 students together. So we spend 1.5 hours in the community center. And after that, we have a so-called live, just similar to karaoke, singing Cannon's opera songs, different songs. So we will spend around 5 to 6 hours for them to sing live. We have to invite some musicians to play together. At least we have to invite 4 to 5 musicians from a small band, and then the students can learn how to sing together with the band, with the live band.
Vox shares the difficulties of this lockdown for musicians and how he had to change the format of his lessons.
Because of the lockdown, that affect most of the, I think, artists in Toronto. The artists, we can say that the pianists, the musicians, and also singers, actors, actresses, and also for those who earn a living or they make their living by teaching, by performing, or whatever, we have to stay at home. That means we have no income, zero income. So in this period of time that we have to change the way how to continue our activities, mostly relying on online teaching.
Since Bach's Cantonese opera lessons took place at a community center, they cannot currently operate because the community centers are closed. Most of his students are retired adults, many of whom do not have a device or enough data to participate in online lessons. Some feel that in-person lessons are worth more than the virtual lessons.
For the Chinese Cantonese Opera Group, of course, the group was operated in the community center. Because of the lockdown, all the community center closed down. Not many of my students would like to take online just because they think that face-to-face on is much better for them to learn. And the other thing is, technically, some of the students, they may not have the device or the computer, or they don't have enough data to connect to the online lessons.
In the future, Bach hopes to train his students to take online lessons.
We don't have the online training, but hopefully that in the near future, we would like to resolve the problem by teaching some of the students to learn how to use it so that they can continue to sing or continue their hobby with online learning.
Bach had an easier transition changing his erhu lessons from in-person to online. One of his students starting during lockdown.
So for the erhu, I can have 1 or 2 students still continue to learn erhu online once a week. I have set around the time, usually on Friday morning, and I just use my smartphone so that I can just teach, so very easy. So, and I have one student that she just starts learning from me online. We haven't met before. We just met on online. So I think her progress is quite good and very amazing. And I find that she learned quite a lot, and the online lesson is very helpful for her because she doesn't need to go out and just stay at home. And of course, for some of the gesture, the way how to play the instrument, I have to sit in a different position so that my student can see me clearly, how my hand work with the board and how my fingers touch the string. So I have to adjust the focus and I adjust the position of my image on the screen so that my student can see me clearly. So that is the way that I have to adjust myself. But on the whole, I find the lesson is very fruitful and also very productive for my student to learn the new instruments.
After lockdown, Bach believes he will continue his online lessons as it is convenient for himself and his students.
I think online lesson is good. I think especially that for the student who live very far away. I remember a few years ago, I had one student living, well, very far away. I have to spend 2 hours driving over there, over to his home to teach. And then you can imagine 1 hour lesson. I have to spend nearly 4 hours on the way. So it is not very fruitful for me as an instructor to teach how much I have to get from the tuition fee that cannot be covered. Online training, online lesson is good for those students who live far away or not convenient to come together, to meet together. And the second thing is online lesson is good for the for the student to save the time to travel and also good for the instructor to save the guests. You know, I don't have to drive all the way to the place to teach. And the second thing is I can have more, if I can use the time more effectively. I don't have to spend time on the road. So I think online lesson will be continued even though after the COVID-19 has gone. So I would still keep the online training for some of the students, but not all.
Bach leaves some advice for other musicians and music teachers.
I think it is very important that she or he has to prepare to upgrade themselves to use the so-called computer, the online system, so that when they come across any potential students, they can operate the online teaching at home. So this is one thing. The other thing is they have to upgrade themselves to learn more other things so that to well equip themselves. And so we can see that a lot of activities happen at home so that they can learn physical training, they learn some kind of handicraft, they learn how to write song, they learn how to learn computer. So these are my advice.
To learn more about Peter Bach's music lessons, email him at peterbachlc@gmail.com. That's peterbachlc@gmail.com. The opening and closing music played in this piece is called Little Flower Drum, performed on the Erhu by Peter Bach. This story is the third in a four-part series reflecting on the effects of COVID-19 on Canada's East Asian community and small businesses.